Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Old Second Bancorp, Inc., or OSBC, as it's known on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today we're diving deep into this regional banking player to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it could be headed. Let's break it down with a comprehensive look at the company, some fresh insights from recent data, and of course, our core SWOT framework to help you make informed decisions. Grab a coffee and let's get into it. Company overview. For those who might not be familiar, Old Second Bancorp, Inc. is a financial holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily in the banking sector. They're focused on community banking, offering a range of services like loans, deposits, and wealth management, mainly in the Midwest region. With a solid footprint in their local markets, they're not a household name like the big national banks, but they've carved out a niche serving smaller communities and businesses. Their market cap and operational scale reflect a mid-sized player in the financial services industry, and they've got a workforce dedicated to maintaining that personal touch in banking. So, how have they been performing lately, and what's the buzz around them? Let's take a quick look before we dive into the detailed analysis. Hashem, recent performance and news highlights. Looking at the latest performance metrics, Old Second Bancorp has shown some interesting trends across various timeframes. Over the past year, their stock performance has been a mixed bag, showing resilience in some quarters, but lagging behind broader sector gains in others. Short-term fluctuations over the past month and 3 months suggests some volatility, which could be tied to broader market conditions or specific operational challenges. Meanwhile, zooming out to a 5-year view, the stock has had periods of steady growth, reflecting their ability to weather economic cycles in their regional markets. On the news front, there hasn't been a major headline-grabbing event recently, but the chatter around their latest earnings call for the second quarter of 2025 provides some juicy insights. Management highlighted a decent net income for the quarter, though they flagged some operational hurdles that might impact margins in the near term. They're also focusing on integration strategies, possibly hinting at recent acquisitions or partnerships, which could be a game changer if executed well. Market uncertainties were mentioned as a concern, but the tone from the CEO and team was cautiously optimistic about future growth. With that backdrop, let's unpack the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Old Second Bancorp to see if this stock deserves a spot in your long-term portfolio. SWOT analysis. Strengths: solid regional presence. Old Second Bancorp has a strong foothold in their Midwest markets, which gives them a competitive edge in community banking. Their focus on localized services means they can build deeper relationships with customers compared to larger, impersonal national banks. Stable financial metrics. Digging into their income statements, revenue and net income have shown consistency over recent years. While not explosive, this steady performance indicates a reliable business model that can generate predictable returns for long-term investors. Healthy margins. Their gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding up well compared to industry peers, suggesting efficient operations and good cost management. This is a key indicator of financial health that shouldn't be overlooked. Positive cash flow. Free cash flow remains solid based on the latest cash flow statements. This gives them flexibility to reinvest in the business, pay dividends, or reduce debt, options that are always attractive to investors like us looking for sustainable growth. Weaknesses. Operational challenges. As highlighted in the Q2 2025 earnings call summary, management acknowledged some internal hiccups that are putting pressure on margins. While specifics weren't detailed, this raises a flag for potential inefficiencies or integration issues that could drag on short-term performance. Limited geographic diversification. Their heavy reliance on regional markets in the Midwest leaves them vulnerable to localized economic downturns. If the region faces a slowdown, their revenue streams could take a hit without broader geographic exposure to cushion the blow. Debt levels. Looking at their balance sheet, the debt-to-equity ratio is something to watch. It's not alarmingly high, but it's enough to warrant caution. especially if interest rates rise or if they struggle to generate enough cash flow to service obligations comfortably. Underwhelming short-term performance. Recent performance data over the past month and 3 months shows some volatility and underperformance compared to the broader sector. For long-term investors, this isn't a deal-breaker, but it signals potential near-term headwinds. Opportunities. Integration and growth strategies. Management's focus on integration, as mentioned in the earnings call, could unlock new revenue streams or cost synergies. If they've acquired new assets or are streamlining operations, this could be a significant driver of future growth, something to keep an eye on in upcoming quarters. Expanding digital offerings. While not explicitly mentioned in the data, the banking sector as a whole is moving toward digital transformation. Old Second Bancorp has the chance to invest in tech-driven solutions to attract younger customers and improve efficiency, especially given their community focus. Favorable valuation metrics. Their current price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates suggest the stock might be reasonably valued compared to industry averages. For long-term investors, this could mean an attractive entry point if other fundamentals align. Dividend potential. With a decent dividend yield in play, there's an opportunity for income-focused investors to benefit from steady payouts. If they maintain or grow this yield, it could bolster investor confidence over time. Threats. Market uncertainties. As noted in the earnings call, broader market conditions are a concern for management. Whether it's inflation, interest rate hikes, or economic slowdowns, these external factors could impact loan demand and overall profitability in the banking sector. Competitive pressure. The financial services industry is fiercely competitive, especially with larger banks and fintech disruptors encroaching on traditional banking territory. Old Second Bancorp needs to differentiate itself to avoid losing market share. Interest rate sensitivity. Given their reliance on loans and deposits, rising interest rates could squeeze net interest margins or dampen loan growth. This is a sector-wide risk, but smaller regional players like Old Second often feel the pinch more acutely. Regulatory risks. Banking is a heavily regulated industry, and any changes in compliance requirements or oversight could increase operational costs or limit their strategic flexibility. This is a constant threat hanging over the sector. Key insights for investors. All right, let's tie some of this together with a few actionable takeaways. First, Old Second Bancorp's valuation metrics, like the forward PE ratio, suggest there might be room for upside if they execute on their growth strategies. However, that debt-to-equity ratio and the operational challenges mentioned in the earnings call are red flags for me, something to monitor closely if you're considering a position. On the flip side, their free cash flow and regional strength are reassuring for those of us with a long-term horizon. I'd also keep an eye on how they handle those integration efforts. If they can pull off a seamless expansion or partnership, it could be a catalyst for the stock in the medium term. For now, it's a stock with potential, but not without its risks. Conclusion and outlook. So where does Old Second Bancorp Inc. stand for long-term investors like us? From a SWOT perspective, they've got a solid foundation with their regional presence and steady financials, but they're not immune to challenges like market volatility and internal inefficiencies. The opportunities around growth strategies and reasonable valuations are intriguing, but threats like competitive pressure and economic uncertainty can't be ignored. For a long-term play, I'd say this stock could be worth a closer look if you believe in the stability of regional banking and are comfortable with some near-term bumps. Do your own due diligence, of course, and consider how it fits into your broader portfolio strategy. Thanks for tuning in to this Market Snap analysis. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content available in video, audio, and article formats, plus a quick bullet point SWOT on our platform for easy reference. Drop your thoughts or questions below, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll see you in the next video.